Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. This evening, on what we are now calling our COVID comeback sessions, we welcome Marlon Kistner, the Executive Vice President of the Northern Region of the Chamber, and Rick Franzo, who operates and is the growth coach of the Poconos. Welcome, Rick. Welcome, Marlon.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you so much, Greg. Great to be here.
First question for you, Marlon. What's this been like the past 7 months?
Well, it certainly has been different. I'm in my 12th year with the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, and this is definitely one of those years I'll never forget. But I have to say, it's been eye-opening. It's been life learning. I have never had such confidence and really the resilience of our staff as a chamber, but also the business community. It's just been incredible. So things have been different. Things have been hard for some folks, but I also have seen such leaders in our communities come together, our commissioners, our state representatives, our businesses, our local municipalities. So as hard as it is, we've all been there together.
Can you give me an example of somebody who stepped up during this time to be an effective leader?
I can. I'll tell you, I'm very blessed to have a colleague that I work with on the side of the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau. His name is Chris Barrett, and he is the president and CEO. And really, Greg, when this hit, you know, we really came together. We started thinking about how we can help the entire region of the Poconos, Carbon, Monroe, Wayne, and Pike, by making sure that we're pushing out information, we're doing training, we're coming together, and that's why we really worked hard on supporting one another with the Pocono Promise and reopening the Poconos. So, and we had so many other great players. Both hospitals, Greg, were amazing. St. Luke's, Lehigh Valley Health Network, the commissioners, again, our local legislators. But I do feel that the PMVB drove a lot of, hey, we're here to help during the crisis. But we're also here, you know, to make sure that we're helping businesses reopen again. So that was a great experience, and it is continuing to be so.
Can you explain the Pocono Promise?
So the Pocono Promise came about by the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau. I am a board member and was tasked with the reopen and worked very closely with their team on, you know, if I'm a business and I want to have people come into my business, how are they going to feel safe and comfortable? So it was a sign-off by the business community throughout the Poconos. And I know Rick's on the line. He signed off as well. But it was a business that signed off that said, hey, listen, we're going to make sure that our customers feel safe. When they walk in the door, they're going to see a poster that says, we promise you that we are following CDC guidelines. We're masking. We're sanitizing. We're doing everything to keep you safe, so that you have a really great experience.
Rick, how does the Pocono Promise affect you and your work as you move forward?
That's a great question, Greg. The Pocono Promise is so important because it gives people that, and I'm going to kind of piggyback off of what Marlon said, that feeling of safety when they go into a business. So not only are my businesses brick and mortar, but I go into people's home offices as well. I do a lot remote, and it really gives that kind of proactive, you know, safety net that people really are looking for now, because there's so much uncertainty, and with that comes people want something to really hang on to make them feel safe and make them feel taken care of. And the Pocono Mountain Vacation Bureau and the Chamber have done phenomenal yeoman's work on getting that done, for sure.
And Rick, you're no stranger to adversity. Can you tell us how you got into this business?
Yeah, absolutely. So 11 years ago, I was struck, and I'm making a really long story short, I was struck out of nowhere by a quote-unquote benign brain tumor that had taken me to about 2 weeks from passing away. And so it was found completely by accident, randomly. I was playing horseshoes and I lost all strength and coordination in the right side of my body. I went for MRIs and they showed that I had an enormous brain tumor that was growing on my brain, but not in my brain. And that's the difference between cancer and non-malignant. And so I had 10 and a half hours of surgery.
Wow.
My skull was compromised, so I have a titanium mesh plate on my head. You'd never know it. I'm still very pretty, as anybody can tell you. But some of the collateral damage that I had from my quote-unquote benign brain tumor is I was paralyzed from the waist down, and they said that I'd never be able to walk again. There was a chance of that. So I went to rehab, Good Shepherd Rehab at Pocono Medical Center, where it was at the time, which is now Lehigh Valley, and I spent 6.5 weeks in there, and my goal was to walk out under my own power, and with the help of the therapists and, hard work and setting goals and, doing a lot of self, reflection, I was able to walk out of there. And so I really took that kind of dynamic and brought it to businesses about setting goals and things like that. And it really is, it's really interesting how this really came into play during COVID, because so many businesses were really paralyzed into inactivity. They didn't know which direction to go. So not only did I help to guide them, but I have to give props to the Pocono Chamber of Commerce, the Lehigh Valley Chamber. They were absolutely a lifeline, and they were instrumental in helping the businesses to not only survive, but now to thrive.
Rick, give us some advice for adversity.
You've got to be able to get out of your own head and out of your own way, and you've got to be able to pivot. You've got to see the forest through the trees. You have to be able to ask for help, which is so important. We all like to feel that we can do it all on our own, and it's just not so. We all need help. I know that during my recovery, I needed help. And so even the chamber, they reach out to businesses and partnerships so that we can all kind of get together and make it happen in a way that people really need to have that happen. Going back to one thing that Marlon did say about leaders coming together, this was an incredible example of how people who, even if they didn't even show leadership before, they certainly did now, and how people really stepped up and owned what the situation was. And it's not really the new now. Kind of the new as it evolves. And so we're not too sure how this is all going to end. We know it is going to end. But right now, we've just got to stay loose and do the best that we can.
So, Rick, your experiences in retail prior to becoming a coach, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So if you're a retailer and you can only let a certain amount of people in your door, through your door, how would you tell a retailer to prioritize opening back up?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So when we're talking about restaurants, for example, for some of them, it makes more sense. And Marlon, you step in and correct me any time that you feel that, it's not accurate. But definitely, the takeout is even more important now than having the people come in. If there's 25% capacity, really profit-wise, it's not even worth it for them to open up in a lot of cases. 50%, it makes it a little bit better. So some of the things that have been happening with the restaurants, and, again, the Pocono Promise has been so, and just to say, the Pocono Promise was proactive before there was any other stop gaps in effect. The Pocono Promise was rolled out. If somebody has a retail shop, I do coach retail shops. You just have to do it safely and, go smooth and by the numbers. And there's really no way around it. You have to really abide by what the rules are and, kind of take it from there.
Marlon, do you see more businesses opening up and getting more back to normality, if you will? I know it's kind of a weird thing to ask.
I do, Greg, and I have to say, my footprint throughout my chamber career has been, Lehigh, Northampton counties, Warren, now Carbon, Monroe, and I think because of the opportunities that we have in the Poconos, where we have been able to hold events outside safely, social distancing, we've definitely seen that our businesses up north are definitely not afraid to to open because they have an opportunity to be outside, where maybe a business that's in downtown Allentown just with a small area may not. And, you know, they're working hard as well to make sure that they're following those guidelines. But when you look back, we had a great golf tournament. We had one of the first on August 7th. We made sure that we worked very closely with Pocono Farms Country Club. They followed the guidelines. Our guests felt great. We all masked. So again, I think just as Rick said, it's just a matter of the chamber making sure that we're helping our businesses follow the guidelines so that customers feel safe. And that's, there's no doubt, wearing the mask, social distancing, washing your hands, and really preventing crowds. Greg, you know how hard mm-hmm. that is with the chamber. We love being together. We love having 200 yeah, right. people in a room. So I think it's just shifting a bit and making sure that we're not promoting that face-to-face and closeness, but we're doing it in other ways. And it's definitely working, and people are feeling good.
So it's going to get colder. People are going to be a little bit more confined. But one of the great assets that the Poconos have are the things that you can do outdoors.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, we have been blessed. Again, we have a lot of tourists that have come in, and I know we have been one of the first to really be the attractor for folks to come back. We've heard that people are staying overnight. They're coming into the area because they can bike, they can hike, they can fish, kayak. You know, there's a lot of things to do outside. And now with the fall, you know how it's such an attractor. We're having droves of folks come in. Our towns are working really smart and close together. But I really do think it's a beautiful place to visit. And as we get into the winter season, Greg, what's going to happen is, guess what? Ski season's upon us. So
right.
that's going to be the next, hey, let's get outside. And people, from what I've heard, they feel safe outside right now because it's still such an unknown without a vaccine. You know, we just had a mixer Monday night, and it was at the beautiful Stroudmore Inn. We were outside, social distancing. People were comfortable. People aren't afraid to bundle up in the Poconos, and that's where we can be outside to have fun, have a fire, and, you know, really enjoy the Poconos.
So the fire is still burning. You're just sitting 6 feet away, correct?
Yeah. There you go.
Rick, do you see the cold weather affecting business in the Poconos?
I do, but in a very positive way, and definitely agree with Marlin. I mean, I've lived in the Poconos all my life. I'm a local guy from Mount Pocono, so I just love the outdoors, the skiing, the snowmobiling, the snowshoeing, things like that. It's definitely the place to be, and people do feel safer outdoors. I agree with that 100%. So looking to have a fantastic winter season here in the Poconos. And, you know, just from the traffic that I see and the people that I see out and about, even during the week, a lot of people are coming back and they're not afraid. And so that's a good thing.
So, Rick, you're the growth coach of the Poconos. How do people get in touch with you? And are you exclusively to that area or will you travel?
No, I definitely travel. I am not exclusively to the area, but I'm from the Poconos, so that's how I do business, as the growth coach of the Poconos. If people want to get a hold of me, they can call me at 570-517-4672. That is my cell number, direct, and my office is 570-481-4563. My email address is rfranzo@thegrowthcoach.com, and my website, if you'd like to check it out, thegrowthcoachpoconos.com.
Marlin, we have about a minute left. Anything you'd like to add?
Well, I want to thank you, Greg, for this opportunity. And also, I want to give kudos to Rick Franzo. We also have a really great affinity program through the Chamber, so members that are interested in getting some coaching can do that through Rick's program, but also would be benefiting the Chamber of Commerce as well. It's a wonderful partnership. So we were just thrilled to be able to be here today. We want people to come and see us in the Poconos. And really the bottom line is, you know, we're all about solving problems, helping with solutions. So if there's anybody out there, really any part of the chamber world, not just the Poconos, we want you to know Rick and I, we're both here for you. So pick up the phone and give us a call.
Rick Franzo and Marlin Kistner, thank you very much for being on Every Main Street.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. On this segment, we welcome Alice Wanamaker, the AVP of the Northern Region, including Carbon County, of the Lehigh Valley Chamber. And joining Alice is Margaret White, the proprietress, did I say that right?
You did.
Of the Stonewall Pub and Eatery in Jim Thorpe. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Alice, you spend a lot of time in the Jim Thorpe area. Why don't you give us an update on how everybody's getting through the past 7 months?
Yeah, well, everybody's been getting through the past 7 months one day, sometimes 1 hour at a time, making those adjustments and pivoting their business, as we say, to what needs to be done to so they're safe, so their staff is safe, but also to continue commerce. And that's really what our focus is at the Chamber, to help these businesses make the decisions swiftly, responsibly, and keep their doors open or keep commerce flowing, because that's why we're here. So, we've seen changes and improvements as we walk down the months throughout the summer and now looking at the fall. There's a lot of unknowns, but I think at this point everyone's really getting used to making decisions on their feet to adjust to what needs to happen next week.
My last meal before the lockdown was in Jim Thorpe, and I thought it only appropriate that when everything opened up that I have my first meal after a lockdown in Jim Thorpe, and I would say that everybody seems to be doing pretty good. I think one of the great things about Jim Thorpe is you can be involved in activities but still keep your distance.
Yes, this is true.
Margaret, explain what you're doing and how you're keeping people safe inside your business environment.
There are a few things. One is, of course, we're keeping this 6-foot distance. And the nature of my restaurant, it's two buildings built in 1854 that were homes. So there's rooms. And so there's a natural barrier that keeps people safe from room to room. The other thing that we're doing is we are using our to-go containers. And it's not ideal. And we are, of course, concerned about the environment. But we are most concerned about people's health, and the to-go containers allow us to put lids on the food so that when we're walking through the restaurant, there's no chance of exposure from other guests. So the to-go containers arrive at the table, people eat, and then the to-go containers can be disposed of safely so that saliva doesn't come back to the kitchen. And I don't think we talk enough about saliva and the spit that happens when people are at restaurants, because that is the number one route of transmission. So we're keeping people safe at the tables, and then we're keeping my staff safe in the kitchen by not bringing back all of the potential contaminants back into the kitchen at this point. And then we have special procedures in place for the silverware.
Margaret, your website says that your history is based mostly in England and allegedly includes royalty, great wealth and poverty, World War II rationing, gambling, mechanical skill, and a ginormous food intolerance. It sounds like you are ready to take on this challenge.
Well, owning a restaurant requires that at any given moment, there's a challenge. And being able to face that challenge and face it with creativity and safety is an ongoing process. And luckily, I had 6 years of doing this prior to COVID. So all of our procedures that we had in place before COVID were really strict. I mean, we deal with a lot of food allergies and food intolerances that people walk in the door with. So We have already put systems in place to make sure that people who walk in are safe when they dine with us and then walk out. So we're vigilant. We were absolutely vigilant about all the things that we need to be vigilant about now. So it was an easy transition for us in that respect. What was not an easy transition was going from a full service restaurant to takeout, and then trying to figure out how to do takeout at Jim Thorpe, which is not easy. Our business is based on tourism.
Sure.
So trying to manage that, and then, going to 25% capacity and figuring out outdoor dining and working with the PLCB and the health department to make sure we're meeting all of their expectations also.
Is that where you learn how to do this, how to function during a pandemic?
Well, I was a social worker for 20 years. So we would have to be able to address any situation. I was dealing with people who were suicidal, in danger, at risk. So all of those skills that you use to be calm in those circumstances are the ones that I use every day, when dealing with the myriad of things that happen. I stay calm when the dishwashing machine goes down. I stay calm if there's an incident at the door where someone is inebriated. It's all these skills that I developed when I was a social worker. I use them every minute of every day.
So how is business in Jim Thorpe?
I can only speak for myself because I'm in the kitchen. So I'm an accidental chef right now because we're so short staffed. It's decent. I mean, it was brutal. I was hemorrhaging money for the first 3 or 4 months of the shutdown. It's a little bit better. We are seeing people in our seats. We're excited to see people excited about coming indoors. We do have outdoor seating, but it is getting cold, and our outdoor seating is against the mountains. So the nice thing for a lot of businesses in town was during the week, businesses were making sales that they have never seen before during the week. So that was lovely to see.
Why do you think that is?
Well, we're known as a place for tourism, and I think that weekends traditionally have been the time that you go away and go hiking and do all the outdoor activities and enjoy the town as it is. But weekends became less distinct with everybody staying home, working from home, et cetera. So I think people had more freedom and flexibility. They thought, well, we'll avoid it on the weekend. And then since we have more flexibility with the kids being off school and them working from home, coming during the week was a lot easier and the crowds were less.
Why not? And let's make sure that folks at Jim Thorpe keep that up.
Oh, absolutely.
Alice, how are the retailers doing?
It's a mixed bag in any industry, whether it's a boutique or retail. We do focus a lot on our small businesses here in Carbon County. It is the lion's share of the businesses in our region. I mean, many of them have figured out the online aspect. There's businesses like the Gem Shop up in Jim Thorpe that I can think of that have figured out that online aspect of how to keep customers coming into the store online, should we say, that are doing really, really well. So those that are pivoting and those that are open, and that's what we're seeing right now, they've either pivoted and opened fully to their capacity limits, or they're still not open at this point. So it's one or the other, but as always, we encourage people to shop local, get out and make those purchases at those local stores, and I think together we'll recover.
Alice, we heard one story, but can you give us another story about somebody who's pivoted and done it in a great way that you're proud of?
I'm proud of every business in Carbon County that has their doors open right now that's doing it the right way and following CDC and health guides to keep themselves, their employees, and their customers safe. We've seen the gamut of things since March, of businesses that are doing things differently. Jenny Sweets here in Lehigh, and she's down on First Street. She really took the opportunity to thank our frontline workers, our police officers, our EMTs in the hospitals, by giving us, the community, the opportunity to say thank you to them with these gift baskets. So I know I purchased one for our local police department it was such a small amount of money to me at the time. It was like $50, and they got a basket full of candy and a card that said thank you. And in turn, I was supporting that local business. And I think I did that back in May. So that was just a great example of one business who took a regular candy store that I'd have to walk into, maybe spend $5 on candy myself, to multiply those dollars, because I'd much rather give more money away to someone else And that's really what she did, and she did it in a great way.
How are tourism bookings looking for the winter?
That is a good question, and we had a conversation with Chris Barrett from the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau, and things have been looking up. Most of the B&Bs, the hotels in the area are getting booked up, and they have been, as Margaret said. Tourism visitors are up. You know, we've got campgrounds that are full, and a lot of B&Bs that are open are full, and it is hard to come by. We see the call out almost weekly. Do you have a room? Do you have a room? So here in Carbon County, we have visitors scheduled to come in.
Margaret, is winter typically a pretty good time for you?
Up until December, we usually, our season typically has been June to December, and we shift over to being more locally oriented during January, February, March, which is usually a quieter time. Of course, now I'm concerned about what this will look like. We find a lot of people do not want to dine indoors. Outdoor seating is very popular right now. Even though we've taken every step to make sure people are safe, we have a lot of visitors coming from New York and New Jersey who haven't had access to dining indoors. Trying to figure out how to provide the safety measures and also just be viable for the winter is, you know, and especially with our 25% capacity, we did do the self-certification so we can do 50% capacity, but we have to make sure how to do that in the wisest way. But I'm not really sure how that's going to look right now.
Margaret, Stone Row Eatery is good for carnivores and vegans, right? Tell us a little bit about your offerings.
Well, we do classy comfort food. So we have an array of salads, fun appetizers. It's funny because our two most popular dishes are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. We are known for amazing beef burgers, and then the other top-selling item is our lentil loaf. It is full-on vegetables. It's a love letter to lentils. And so how we work things is it has to be simple and beautiful because we deal with so many allergies that we have to have our hands on every ingredient for the product. So we just celebrate food and keep it as simple as possible.
And I think you call it Lofus Lentilus?
Okay, to be clear, that was a midnight naming the night before we opened. I thought, I can't call it a lentilus. That's just, it's too boring. And then, you know, I was feeling Latin for, I don't know why, but there we are.
That's good for you. Tell us about the millet burger.
Oh. I'm changing the face of dining in Jim Thorpe with that. The millet is a highly nutritious grain. It's actually a seed, and it's used all over the world to feed people, especially people who are vegetarian or vegan-oriented. And it's one of those grains that very few people have any kind of reactions to. So it's easy on the system. It's great for refueling, and it's one of those things that I use it. You know how people use chicken soup or cups of tea to cure anything that goes on? If you need to fuel up, the millet burger is great. If you need to refuel, the millet burger is great. If you're not feeling that great, if your stomach's a little upset, the millet burger is amazing because it's so gentle on the stomach. So it's my, I'm just delighted by it. And I change people's minds about eating plant-based with that millet burger.
Margaret, how do we find Stone Row Eatery if we're coming into Jim Thorpe?
The main street is Broadway. That's the one that everybody is familiar with. But we are, I like to think of us as not your average alley. We are parallel to Broadway. And it's the most charming, I think it's the most charming street, because it is full of stone. It's a stone row of buildings, plus the St. Mark's Church is on the same street. And it is a delight. So if you just go a little bit up Broadway, make a left when you can, you will find our charming little alley.
Or go to StoneRowEatery.com to learn more about the offerings at the restaurant.
Absolutely.
I'd like to thank both Alice and Margaret for being on Every Main Street. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.